When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hey everyone, it's Josh Johnson, and we want to know, what do you want to hear us argue about next on the show? Okay, it's very easy to let us know. You can drop a comment on any of the Daily Show's clips of Hold Up, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, or Twitter. You can also hit us up with the hashtag Hold Up. And honestly, if we have an opinion about it, we'll do an episode about it. We both love to talk, we love to argue, and we love you. So without anything else, let's get into the show.
Welcome to Hold Up. I'm your co-host, Josh Johnson, a writer for The Daily Show, and I'm joined
by me, Dulce Sloan. And I did not want to... I'll say this. Sometimes as someone... Who? Hold on.
This is already wild.
I'll say this. Sometimes as someone who is in the public eye, right?
Uh-huh.
And who is a performer.
Yeah.
People will make requests of you.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to how you express yourself. If you are a fan of a comedian or a performer, mainly comedian, and you want to... DM them, message them, come up to them after a show and give them a joke, give them notes, tell them about what you think you should they should change. Shut the fuck up. Put something in your mouth, I don't care what it is, and go away. You are the worst person because you are not a fan. I don't need your notes. I don't need you. None of us need your notes. None of us are going to tell your bar joke to anybody. And don't get offended when you ask us, can I tell you a joke? And we say no. We write our own material. We don't need you. Also, if you were dating a comedian, you are not that interesting. The number of dudes that I've talked to is like, don't put this in your act. Don't worry, I won't. You're either annoyed that I did put it in or you're annoyed that I might put something in or annoyed that I won't put something in. And my favorite is because we've told men they're funny because that's what the ugly men have to go off of or even men want to be interesting, right? So we've told men that they're funny. That's why we have this thing about women not being funny. The number of men I've had say to me, I bet I'm funnier than most of your friends. Sir, my friends... have comedy specials. My friends have comedy specials, albums, tours.
I feel like this. It would be funny to do this this episode as Dulce versus the Diops.
Well, I can say I'm very annoyed by the amount of respect that I get in my DMs. There's never a man trying to holler at me in my DMs. Ever. There's always some annoying woman.
One good thing that has been happening is I've been getting lots of pitches in my DM for potential episodes, and I think you're going to like a couple of them.
No one's sending me anything for potential. I would love that.
Oh, really?
No one's sending me.
I got a bunch of good ones. And so we're going to have to start doing shout outs on the specific person that's like Hey, thank you so much to the person because I feel like some of them were so specific that I was like, yeah, this is great.
Oh man, I cannot wait to hear about what are some of the ones that we're never gonna do?
I mean, I don't see us doing DC versus Marvel.
No.
That one's not really gonna happen.
No. Don't know enough about either camp. Don't know who's who. I don't know where Spider-Man stay. I don't know where
It would.
Batman live. Also, Michael Keaton is the only Batman I care about.
That's a hot take.
Bro.
That's wow. Before we get into like a Batman debate, let's tell the people what this episode is about. Today is one that's actually very close to our hearts.
Very close to my heart and my titties.
See what I mean though about the
What?
like I I sort of said a thing and then you sang a thing. You felt like you were gonna stunt on me in my
I'm
face,
not trying to stunt. I'm just trying to live my best life. Listen, I got these nails done. Okay, I have the nails of the woman, like I said on Instagram. I have the nails of the woman and Dolly Parton warned us about. Okay, I am Jolene. Jolene. You get it?
Yeah. No, look, I
Jolene.
understand. So why don't you
Jolene. Listen, I didn't have a proper warm up. So that didn't. Jolene. Listen, I'm gonna have to come back on the next episode after I've had a proper warm up because I just embarrassed myself, you know?
No.
I'm
You're
better than
doing
that.
great. And tell the people what this
Jolene.
episode is about, and then tell them where you stand.
This episode is about a conversation that I have on a regular basis and a war that I have been waging since I was a wee girl. And the topic of today's episode is, as if you didn't read it on the caption, but for those of you who did not, it is summer versus winter. Verano versus invierno. Do I know how to say versus in Spanish? No, it's probably versus. I don't know. No one's ever asked me. What I'm saying is summertime versus wintertime. And since we know that Josh has a tendency to be wrong.
Whoa.
What side are you for, Josh?
What time am I for? I'm for winter.
Wrong.
What do you
Wrong.
mean wrong?
Wrong a
What do you
dong.
mean
Wrong.
wrong?
You are wrong. You are
There's no
absolutely, categorically incor fucking ret. And I will tell you all of the ways right after this.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
And we're back. Listen, Josh, I can say in the history of us doing this podcast, I never really let you fully get your points out before I stopped them out of existence.
What? You know?
So I want you, I want to give you a chance on this good Christian morning.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I'm going to let you go ahead and tell us why you live this life.
Okay. So I think that this time that we're in right now in the month is a perfect time to talk about this, because right now we're in fall. We're in an equal split between the two. Okay. You know, we still have memories of summer, and we still have a winter to look forward to. And for me, I think that winter is just the coziest, right? You're inside, you're snuggled up, you're eating some good hearty food that's warm. You can't have that during the summer, all right? If someone made you like a nice, thick, full stew, you don't want that in the summer. You can't eat it. It's too hot outside. You don't want it hot in your mouth, okay? You can't be snuggled up under quilts, all sorts of covers and comforters. You can't be under blankets in the summer, all right? Snuggled up with a good book, yeah, maybe outside while you're roasting.
Mm.
But in the winter, you're inside, maybe next to a fireplace, right? All cozied up with a honey bun. You know, literal or figurative. depending on where you
what
live.
What kind of honey buns you cuddling up with, Josh? Josh out here referencing cuffing season? You, Josh Johnson, celebrate cuffing season? Wow.
I'm not saying celebrate cuffing season. I'm just saying if you're with somebody, it's nice to be with somebody when it's cold outside. You can snuggle up, warm each other. You know, I will say the other thing that's really great is like any inside activity for a homebody is only elevated in the winter, because now there's no guilt about not going out. And outside your window, depending on where you live, you get to see the beautiful, tranquil snowfall. All right. There's something about snow on the horizon that's just peaceful and beautiful. Okay. Winter comes with a lot of the good foods. It comes with a ton of the indoor activities. If you're an introvert, winter reigns supreme. Get to wear mittens. Tell me you don't love mittens.
No, nigga, I'm not 6 years old.
Mittens are superior. All right. I'm tired of this thing where, you know, as a black man, I gotta be so tough. I gotta act like I'll love mittens. All right. I wish I had them on right now.
Listen, no one's asking you to be tough. Don't worry.
Wow.
What?
Oh, you know what a what is. Oh, wow. The nerve. What? You know what a what is.
I'm just saying, no one's asking Josh Ezekiel Johnson to throw hands. No one's asking you to do that. No one.
I'm not even saying throw hands. I'm saying be tough. I'm saying that sometimes in life, especially as a man, you're expected to be a certain level of tough where you don't even like stuff.
Okay, I hear that.
Mittens? A
where
nice
do you even buy
knitted
mittens?
Mitten. First of all, you don't buy many of them, okay? A lot of them are gifted to you by grandmothers, women in your life that are of a certain age that love to knit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. I hear you. Listen, I disagree with everything you just said. But listen, I'm wearing my best summertime dress because mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep hope alive.
Yeah, you look nice. Looks
thank
good
you
on you.
So much. You know? This is a dress whenever I wear it on stage is to let white people know that I have white friends. look at these sleeves.
Oh yeah, the sleeves scream, Yeah, you know, I didn't enjoy Midsommar, but I watched it, you know, to support the white community.
Midsommar Night's Dream? What are we...
Oh, no, no, the horror movie Midsommar that only has...
Oh, I don't watch horror movies. It's hard enough out here, dog. I don't need my brain attacking me anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It says that. I'm not saying you did that.
This dress definitely...
Yes, I support.
Yes, this dress definitely says, yes, I'll have a beer, you know? That's what this dress says. I'll drink an IPA. Disgusting, right?
Yeah, I called them IPAs for the longest.
No one corrected you?
No one corrected me for like a while.
Yo, that's not even...
Yeah, yeah. I worked at Trader Joe's. And
you worked at Trader Joe's? That's where they're from. Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I worked at Trader Joe's for years.
Oh, I know you worked at Trader Joe's for years. What I'm saying is that the fact that you worked at a Trader Joe's where IPAs live...
Yeah, yeah.
And no one took the time to pull a young man aside and was like,
stop saying IPA.
Hey, bro, how did you find out?
I eventually said it out loud in front of somebody. Yeah, I was like living in ignorance, but it never came up.
In your defense, they put an S on the end, but the S is little.
Mm.
Also, I don't know what the letters mean.
Indian Pale Ale.
Do we mean like... Native American?
Oh, I have no idea. I just know that when it's spelled out, that's what it.
Is there a beer making history among the Native Americans or the people of India?
I have no idea. Yeah. I mean, I didn't understand it even when it was explained to me. I wished that IPA was right.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're still nasty.
Yeah.
I think you have to really be a white man to enjoy them. I truly think they're tuned perfectly to that palette.
Mm.
Because I've never seen anyone who wasn't one.
Yeah, yeah. I don't drink, so I have no idea.
Oh, I always forget you. No, I never forget you don't drink. I'm always like, Josh, I love imagining you at like a college party. Just being like, I don't.
Oh, yeah. No, I was standing there.
Good Lord. I can't say I don't not drink. One of my friends was like, have you considered not like stopping drinking? And I was like, I don't drink enough to stop drinking, if that makes sense.
I feel like I've only ever seen you have a drink twice. And I've known you for years.
Yeah, I don't drink all the time. And if I do drink, I'll have one or two. I don't like being drunk.
Now, I guess I'll ask you this then. Since you're on the side of summer,
hell yeah.
Do you still drink the same things in the summer as you do in the winter?
I do the same thing year round.
Year round, okay.
So I enjoy soju year round. Mm-hmm. I enjoy a whiskey and soda, tequila soda year round. If I am going to go for a fruity beverage, your coladas. Your daiquiris, your margaritas.
Mm.
It is usually warm outside.
Okay.
I will have a margarita year round if there is queso.
Wow. Okay. First of all, that makes perfect sense. I used to work at a Mexican restaurant, and that makes perfect sense. But also, would not have if you had not said anything, paired them together in my mind.
You gotta have a margarita if you're eating queso. You gotta.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like that makes so much sense. And looking back on when I would, you know, do the orders and when I was serving, yep. But also never put it together until just now.
Oh yeah, because you need the acidity to bust up all that cheese. But then you need the cheese to help regulate the acidity.
I want you to have your own cooking show because bust up is. Oh, an incredible way to describe it. Bust up.
Well, the thing is, you usually can't get, I did not realize this until I left the South, but you can't get white queso out of like a couple Southerns. Like, would you leave?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Also, I recently bought a knitting machine and now I'm out here making beanies, scarves. Josh, what color beanie you want, baby boy? I got a red color coming up. Listen, I've seen you in a beanie now.
Look, look, look. I will take a red beanie, but if you could make me some red mittens, hey, out here, all right?
So you're saying if I can get you red mittens to go with this red beanie, you would wear them?
I would not just wear them, I would sport them. There'd be Instagram posts. There'd be a lot going on. Mittens and a matching beanie? I don't think I've had that in life.
Now, when you want your beanie, do you want the little, like, faux fur, little poof on the top?
What does the poof do? I guess I never understood.
It's just for decoration. I bought 60 of them, so if you want one.
A kid once told me that it breaks up the wind. And I was like, I don't see how that's possible.
I don't think.
But maybe.
Windbreakers don't even break up the wind. Windbreakers just hold wind.
Yeah.
Windbreakers should be called wind catchers. But
I get what you're saying then. So it's like a lot of what you prefer happens during the summertime.
Right. Also, it's like I don't like being hot indoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like being cold outside. Right.
Okay.
Also, I enjoy sitting outside. Mm. You know, I've got a nice terrace, got a balcony. So it's like, I enjoy sitting outside. I have patio furniture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it is much easier to sit outside. You know, you're talking about reading your books. People who are like introverts and such. I mean, I think introverts do the same thing year round because they just do what they do. But if you're going to sit up and enjoy a nice book, like a couple weeks ago, I was sitting on my terrace. Cause I'm on the top floor, so like I can see, like, you know, the sky is so big.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down there on my patio furniture reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 30 degrees outside, you're not finna enjoy sitting outside reading shit. Because you're dabbing an eye, you're dabbing a nose. You can't feel your fingers to turn them pages, right?
Yeah.
Also, I'm a beach person.
All right. That makes sense.
So, should we do an episode about beaches versus mountains, like vacations?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down for that because I have so many thoughts and feelings about that situation. Because we have to admit, like, a beach is like a summertime vacay. Mountains, Las Montañas, it's really a wintertime gig, right?
Yeah, it is.
Like, you're going to the mountains in the summer, it's like, girl,
mm-hmm.
for what? For who? For why? Who asked for those?
Absolutely.
Hmm?
For absolutely. Yo, I mean, we don't have to do a thing now. It's fine.
But
I'll tell you why you're wrong later. Okay.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So like, I'm team summer because you're out and about, you're seeing people. It's just the ability to, it doesn't even have to be like a big trip. Like you could go on a day trip. So you could just be in a park. Mm-hmm. You could just sit in a park
mm-hmm.
and enjoy your day. You can have a couple of nibbles, you know, maybe some bubbly, mm-hmm. maybe some ipas, whatever you like enjoying when you're out enjoying a nice day. You can just do that. It's easier to do things in the summer. Just getting groceries is easier in the summertime. Doing laundry is easier. Just running an errand is easier in the summertime. Because you're not out here looking like the kid from A Christmas Story.
I understand where you're coming from. Because a lot of the things that you're saying make sense for you. As long as I've known you, all these things have been true. So I get why you lean towards summer. But there are just certain things that, hey, you're not having hot chocolate when it's hot out. All right?
Okay, that's a beverage. I'm talking about sitting in the park.
No. I still say there are plenty of activities that you can go do in the winter. There's a whole Winter Olympics for people that love the winter. All right?
Okay, but what about if you live somewhere that gets cold,
mm-hmm.
but doesn't always snow? Like Atlanta, for instance, people do not know because somebody gave Atlanta some white people in a fucking building gave mm-hmm. Atlanta this nickname of Hotlanta. And people mm-hmm. think that it's hot year round, which is not true. Atlanta would get down to the teens.
I thought it was called Hotlanta because of the people.
No, that was marketing bullshit.
Wow. Okay.
Because when it came out, we all went, the fuck? We didn't vote for this. And they put it on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And now every corny ass person I've ever met is like, so you're from Hotlanta? No, bitch, I'm not. I'm not from a marketing campaign. None of us enjoy, all of us saw it and were like, this is going to be a fucking problem. Like, no one's running around, like, New York, like, no New Yorker's like, yeah, I'm from the Big Apple. Like, no one's doing this. No one is doing that. I'm not running around, I'm not calling a peach state. I think for me, the things that I enjoy doing the most are during my favorite season. So, because I enjoy an aquatic activity, right? You can't be in nobody's swimming pool when it's 40 degrees outside. One, your pool is probably frozen, somewhat. It's cold as shit.
Yeah.
Cold enough to kill you.
This is when it's important to have friends with indoor pools.
Yeah, sure. That's why I'm going to go, like, to a lot of hotels, like, up north. A lot of them have indoor pools.
Yeah.
Or heated pools. So it's like, I can't say this summer. Summer of 2022. I kept seeing it on Instagram. It was like, yo, this summer left like it had somewhere to be.
It did.
I thought it was just me. I looked up and was like, bitch, is it September?
Yeah, yeah.
It went by very quick. And I thought it was just your girl. But everyone else looked up and went like,
oh,
fuck am I wearing a jacket? She flew the fucking coop. I don't know. She had bills to pay.
And she was upset before she left because those were some heat waves.
I couldn't even sit outside. It was hot. Because I was like, I love sitting outdoors. But also, I know that New York is hot wrong.
What do you mean?
I was talking to Mateo Lane about this and he completely understood. Okay, listen. So, first of all, it's building hot. It's not nature hot, right?
Okay.
So, like, I remember a couple years ago, I was supposed to do this thing called Aussie Fest, and they canceled it because of the heat. And I called my mother, who grew up in Miami, and has lived most of her adult life in the great state of Georgia, as you can see on my necklace. And so, I was like, Mommy, they canceled this comedy show because of a heat wave. She said, girl, how hot was it? 105. How hot was it? I said, Mommy, it was going to be 94 degrees. And we laughed for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because in the South, we would have whole outdoor festivals, whole fucking barbecues. And it'd be 94 degrees outside. Why? Because it's nature hot and we got enough watermelon out here to keep everybody alive. Okay. Sit that baby in the shade. Come get some of these ribs. We're going to have a good day. Okay.
Yeah.
We got enough cold drinks out here, enough Coke, and that is any carbonated beverage. We got enough water, we got enough Coke, we got sweet tea out here to keep everybody the fuck alive.
I remember. Right.
You grew up in Louisiana, and up here, first of all, the number of places that do not have air conditioning, because they love to call the South ignorant, but we have figured out HVAC. They want to call us all kind of backwards and barefoot and stupid or whatever, these Yankee bastards. But we have figured out how to cool a home, okay? The fact that my other apartment, I had to have a window unit as a grown adult, and I couldn't control my heat came on, which was also truly fucking disrespectful. I pay you American dollars with a comma in the bitch.
Yeah.
I got a whole apartment and my heat just come on when you say so. So now I'm just in here wearing the least amount, trying to figure out how to take my fucking skin off. Because it's hotter than a bitch in here because somebody, because, you know, Dino done turned the fucking heat on and ain't asked nobody. So I'm a summertime gal because your best family get togethers out here in the summertime, right? Also, my birthday is the ultimate summertime gig.
Yeah.
My birthday is July 4th. Wait, Josh, when's your birthday?
March 6th.
Why did I not know that?
I don't know. I don't really bring it up.
Wait a minute. Josh Jebediah Johnson. How dare?
I just let it, you know what I mean? I think that for me, I truly understand what you're saying. I'm not saying summer doesn't have a lot of amazing merits to it. My con with summer is the heat waves. And you're saying that New York is hot wrong, but isn't California having the same sort of concrete heat issue?
California, first of all, is a desert.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, they don't have water.
Yeah, and the thing is they put that there, which is very confusing that they even did that.
Yeah, I think at the time it was cheap land, and so then they built there.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, it's not probably the best.
No, idea. It's not a great idea long term.
So, like, I've lived in L.A. during a heat. This is the weird thing about being in L.A. in a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
There was one day where it was 108 degrees, and then the sun went down, and it was 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you not catch your death in this bitch? Because I've been in Georgia, and it's been 92 degrees at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The sun hasn't been out for hours, and it's still not in the 90s.
Yeah, but the temp has sense enough to regulate.
Right, the temp has sense enough to regulate. So, like, L.A. bounces around. Because that was a weird thing when I first moved there. I was like, okay, you know, it's 85 degrees out here. We out here looking cute. And then at nighttime, mm-hmm. it would be 65. I was like, oh, that's why everybody in this bitch always has a jacket with them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's very confusing. And then once you get there, you're like, oh, I get it. So that's why everyone's clothes out here don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because once the sun goes down, you don't know what the hell temperature it's going to be. But it's like your most fun activities are during the summertime. Also, and I hate separate. Oh, so you enjoy snowboarding? You enjoy tobogganing?
It's not about snowboarding or skiing, all right? It's about having like a nice nature walk in the winter. If I'm in the woods in the winter,
cold.
When it's
Why are
snowing,
you out? It's 30 degrees outside. Go inside.
What do you mean?
It's
you
fucking freezing.
People act like you can't gear up for the winter.
You could be
so comfortable if you just gear up for the temperature. In a heat wave, there you can't take off the skin. You can take off everything, but you'd be naked and still hot, all right? But in winter, gear up enough and you're just comfortable.
Until you go inside somewhere and then you're sweating your life away, because that's the other thing about the wintertime. Is that
Oh, okay. All right. The other thing about the wintertime is
it's so hot indoors. Because that's the thing.
Warm. This is
no,
warm indoors.
Everybody's fucking. Everybody's not regulating this shit right. Right. So like, I got on this sweat because like that's why I learned to wear winter on the outside and summer on the inside, because you'll see somebody have like a full. Thick ass, whatever, a cable knit is what the kids say. Thick ass cable knit sweater, right?
Uh-huh.
And they look cozy.
Yeah.
But now they've come inside a building.
Mm-hmm.
And the building is set to hell, right? I've been inside of bars that was too hot. When I was in Indiana over the weekend, everywhere we went inside was too warm. It was too warm. It wasn't cold enough outside for as warm as it was inside, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, because the jacket that I brought was the coat that I brought a coat. I should have brought a jacket, right? In New York, you're like, okay, light jacket,
mm-hmm.
jacket, mm-hmm. coat. So it's like there's these levels where it's just like, you know, it's like, oh, I got a jacket. I got a light jacket, right? I'm running around. Ba-da-da-da-da. Okay, let me get a coat. Okay, now, let me call North Face. Let me get Goose Down involved, okay? I had to bring animals as reinforcement because I'm fucking freezing. I mean, you know, you've seen my coats. They're warm. They're very much warm. But so it's like, you have to have so many. There's hats and scarves and boots and gloves. And then there you got to have salt for the snow. Because, like, this is the thing. I will give you this. Snow is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
The first 2 days, and then it needs to go the fuck on. Snow needs to find it. Snow needs to know. Snow doesn't know when to leave.
Snow doesn't know when to leave. Okay.
Snow right. Show up and be like, hey, y'all, the first snow is very cute. It's mm-hmm. nice. It's cute. It's quiet.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But too much snow shutting your fucking city down. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the bomb cyclone that hit New York in 2018?
Because I feel like this was 2018 was not that crazy.
If it wasn't
the bomb cyclone?
Why'd they call it a bomb cyclone if it wasn't so crazy?
Because they were getting too hyped.
It was just a fucking blizzard. We already had a word for a bunch of snow showing the fuck up.
That's kind of where I was like, I heard bomb cyclone. Even I was like, all right, this may be too much snow. Like maybe we're in for it, right? But then it hit, and maybe it's because I lived in Chicago for a while, but it hit, and it wasn't like all that wild to me.
Your barometer is different. Chicago
is egregious. Like Chicago, they called it Shiberia that one year because the lake almost froze over.
That's a big ass lake.
It's a huge lake. And then see the sky view, you see how far out of the shoreline that it froze. And I was like, oh yes, this is actually too cold.
Is that Lake Michigan?
Let me see.
Which lake is that? You lived there for years and don't know?
I wasn't really paying attention.
Negro!
Let me see. One second. Hold on. I can look it up in a moment. Not a huge deal. Nobody freak out.
No one's freaking out. I'm just saying.
Everybody
you should know.
Calm down.
Yeah, that's Lake Michigan.
Yeah, Lake Michigan. Yeah.
Why do you not know that?
Because, you know, it's a great lake. So I would just say the Great Lake.
You would just not pick the lake?
I just wouldn't pick the lake. I'd be like, you know, a great lake right over there.
Because there's Lake Michigan, there's Erie, there's Huron.
Mm-hmm.
Which the fuck is the Superior?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is, you know, being just a little full of yourself. What's this other bitch called? Ontario.
You've never met him. You never met him. Maybe it is Superior.
Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. I don't know. I don't work here. What I'm saying is Chicago is the fact that you even survive. Like one of my friends who's a thin man moved to Chicago a couple years ago. And I was really worried about him. I was like, you're going to have to get ankle weights. He was like, why? I said, because the wind has a name. You're going to get blown down the street like tumbleweed.
So
you're Nigerian. You're not made for this. You're not made for that. We're not even supposed to be here. Like, you know, the joke that I have on my half hour where I talk about like black people, we're not supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Cause we're not supposed to fucking be here, bro. This ain't snow hair. That's why I don't trust these Yankee niggas because they be out here like, yo, I fuck with snow. Oh, wow. Like, no. Just to get your jeans, nigga. This doesn't make no sense.
It
does
make sense,
You can't trust these
though.
Yankees. You cannot trust these snow niggas. You can't.
Snow is beautiful.
For 2 days. And then it shuts your... Snow is great. And then you know what happens in New York? This is what happens in New York. You just watch the layers of snow and just the amount of dog shit that shows up. And all this other... Like, you're just watching trash show up. Is what happens when snow melts in New York, okay? Dirty snow, yellow snow, just ice, just the snow. Like, that's why I was so, when that bomb cyclone hit, I was like, this is a blizzard. Why are we not calling this a blizzard? This is just a bunch of fucking snow. Yes, I'm fully aware that summertime may be the time of the hurricane. I'm aware.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricane season starts in August. And runs until about what? October, November?
Look.
So technically fall.
It could be fall's fault. I'm not stressing. I'm not stressing that summer is hurricane season or anything. All I'm saying is that the heat wave, I'd be interested in what kills more people. Is it the heat wave or is it the potential blizzards? You know?
I can tell you that in a lot of states, you are not allowed to cut people's gas or power off in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. I used to work for this power company in Florida years ago, and there was a big freeze that happened in Florida. Remember the year we didn't have any tomatoes? Like, every, like, fast food place is like, we ain't got no tomatoes. There was a big freeze in Florida. The price of oranges shot up, and the price of tomatoes were fucking gone. The price of oranges shot the fuck up because it was a huge freeze in Florida. And like the last time there was a big freeze in Florida, I was living in Florida, and to see people in Miami who have never felt 40 degrees have to deal with 40 degrees was a wild thing. But you're not allowed to cut people's power. So people were calling and like, hey, you're not allowed to turn my power off. It's the winter time and it's freezing. I never did. And I was like, well, ma'am, technically that's not a law in your state. She's like, well, I say, cause it's never been cold enough to pass that law. So it's not.
Yeah. It's never been cold enough to kill you.
Right. We're turning your lights off. Your lights are already off. I'll try, but technically this law does not apply to you because you don't live in Detroit.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/Papertarian.
Concrete hot is a different kind of hot. Also, there's no trees to absorb. Like, city hot is different. There's no trees to absorb any heat. There's no real wind coming through nature to alleviate any of it. Like, all the wind that you get in New York in the fall and the wintertime is wind that you needed in the summer.
Okay.
To give some relief. That's how you know. It's just, we're not supposed to be here. Like, honestly. We threw all these buildings up, made everything fucking hot. Like, I remember as a kid watching David Letterman. And they would always say the joke, like, oh, it's hot enough to cook an egg on the sidewalk. And then David Letterman was like, let's see. It was like the 90s. And he went out and he literally put an egg on a sidewalk and it was like sunny side up. And I was like, this is
awful. Yeah, it's like, clearly a bad place then.
Clearly a bad, you're literally making breakfast on concrete. Like, the shit is not great. You should throw some home fries next to that bitch. So it's summertime here is different than summertime other places because it's like, it's just not right. Like all of your, like just being.
I mean, the humidity for me in Louisiana during the summer was what killed me. It was like,
that's because you always have pants and long sleeve shirts on. You would probably
No. Even when I was just like, when I was young and I wore shorts, even then, it was like walking through hot water.
The face I made was so
ugly.
The face I just made was so, did you see that? Like, it just hit me so hard.
I was looking down. I didn't see you at all.
It was just pure. This man said, "When I wore shorts."
Bad. back in those days when I wore shorts, it was just, it was still like walking through hot water.
The humidity in Louisiana is a different boost. It's a different situation. That's a different campaign. Because the humidity in Miami, I'm fully aware, will just really, I don't care how many Dominicans you go to, that blowout, if you don't get it in that state. I took an Atlanta blowout to Miami and it did not make it. My hair swole up like one of those fucking magic washcloths.
Oh, God.
Girl. Hair was donezo. You got to get your hair done in that humidity to fight that humidity. But the thing is, when you live somewhere that's humid, your skin, beach. Because that's what fucked me up when I moved to L.A. It was so dry, and I grew up in places with humidity. I had scabs on my face.
Yeah. I will say here, during the winter, it does get extra dry.
All of the things you apply to your face. But it was also really dry in L.A. because I remember talking to one of my friends. And she just looked at me. She was like, bitches, ask, like, everything's dry. At all of it.
The last thing I'll say about winter, and in its defense, is that I think that there are some things that can be debunked as summer things, all right? All you really need for some good barbecue. Is to know how to barbecue. And to have the ingredients. You don't actually need sun to barbecue. All right?
Do you want to sit out? So you're saying, okay. I think the act of barbecuing and having a barbecue are two different things.
Okay.
You can cook meat on a grill.
Yeah.
Year round. But having a bunch of people come over to your house to enjoy grilled meats is easier. I've been to barbecues in the wintertime and they don't hit the same. Now, barbecue in the fall, early fall, where like when it comes nighttime and there's just like that slight crisp in the air, somebody will start a fire or something like that. That I can fucks with, right?
Okay.
Because a barbecue is something that goes all day. And everybody knows the temperature drops at night, regardless, most of the time. So a barbecue, when it's cold, it's like, bro, it was already cold when the sun was out. Now you want me to hold this chicken leg when it's even colder? So you're saying, I understand eating barbecue and eating indoors in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But standing outside, eating potato salad, I'm not doing it. It's too cold.
But it's not about being outside for me. For me, sometimes the outside is to the detriment of the barbecue. Sometimes it's so hot that I'm actually not having fun at this barbecue waiting for the meat to cook.
There's a time and place to be in your house. And there's a time and place to be in these streets. And I know we're coming to the time in this trash ass city where it's going to be a lot of in the house. And that's why I got a knitting machine. Because that's why Josh Johnson's finna be out here in a nice beanie and a fresh pair of mittens. So do you want the poof at the top? Because I can make it where it's like a real cool guy beanie where there's no little kid poof at the top. Or we can have you out here being Poof Johnson.
I mean, I would honestly take the no poof. Okay. And I don't know if this is too much to ask, but can the inner lining be satin?
I will figure that out for you, friend.
Because then if it's already satin in the oof, I'm wearing it like every day. You know what I mean?
I'll figure that out. I'll figure out how to make that happen for you because I need to make that happen for me. And I don't care if I got to buy a bonnet and sew it inside. Because that might be the easiest way to do it. To just get the biggest size satin bonnets. And sew them inside these heads.
look, we want to kick it to you, the listener. Tell us what you think, because this is the first episode where I can confidently say that there is going to be a part two extension. Because once we get to beach houses versus cabins, that's the, in my mind, the continuation of this thing. Like a mountain versus, cabin.
Beach versus mountains. All the things you could do at that there beach versus the things you do. Listen, I've been to...
You already described it with hate in your heart. I understand your bias. All right.
Of course, this is a versus.
No, it's fine. I said my thing like you were crazy. I said my thing like, oh, you know, beach houses or the beach. Or and then you had the inflection. I heard it. You had the inflection in there.
Whatever you do. You know I'm all about expression, okay? You know I am all about telling it like it is. But yeah, so we'll kick it over to the listener, because if you have been keeping score, Josh is wrong a lot.
First of all, check yourself. All right.
Check yourself.
Yeah.
Who's gonna check myself?
You check. You should blue check yourself.
That's a new one. You should blue check. Oh, I should be verified? Is that what you're telling me? Verified. Because I'm so wrong. I'm so inappropriate for what I'm doing right now that I need to get blue checked.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Yeah. Sometimes you win. Even I can admit it. All right. But sometimes it's real close. All right. It's very close. And then you still take a W like it's just owed to you. Like you just know it for sure. And it's not always that. You know what I mean?
Listen,
I feel like I'm pretty gracious when I'm right. You know, I feel like I don't even bring it up really, you know, and then sometimes.
When have you been right? Give me one time.
I think I was pretty right for staycation versus vacation. I think I was on point.
No.
I think I came with facts. No. I think I came with figures and figurines. All right.
You know what I'm so happy about is now you're just starting to sound like me. It's just ridiculous.
And the last thing I'll say about this, because we're gonna do this extra episode extended. So if you don't even have an opinion yet and you really want to be swayed, you can let me know that. You can let me know, hey, Josh, you did your best, but you're really gonna have to bring it in the next one because I'm leaning towards summer. I understand. All right. But the last thing I'll say about summer versus winter is summer is about a lot of payoff. You know, you're out in the world, you're getting to see your friends, go on vacation, stuff like that. The winter time is about the grind, all right? It's about staying home.
No.
It's about staying home. It's about no days off. It's about doing what the other people don't see because you're inside grinding, okay? I was in LA. I was talking to some friends while I was in LA, and I was telling them about the grind, you know? And I was telling them about the no days off. And it's like, look, you need to work until you can't work anymore. And if you have a heart attack, that means your heart was a quitter and it couldn't grind hard enough. All right? So stay warm, stay grinding, and stay wintery. Okay? If you want to be a summertime bug, I get that too. All right, I get you wanting to flap your wings and fly and go all the places and stuff. But if you really care about the grind, that's a wintertime thing. The winter isn't always fun. Sometimes it's hard, and you need hard to grind you into the diamond that you are. When it's cold outside, you want to be a frozen diamond, or you want to be a warm little bikini top. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you really want in your life? Okay?
I hate you, Josh.
This has been Hold Up. Which we've never fully explained the entire title of the show, because it's Hold Up, sure. But really, it's Hold Up, Are You Grinding? Okay? Hold Up, Are You Trying to Take Your Life to the Next Level?
Ooh. Josh Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, he, the, they.
I'm doing Josh, my best out here to
Josh
bring
Johnson
you
is a menace.
The great points and the way in which you can elevate your life, okay?
Oh, no.
All you need to do
to
get the rest of the blueprint is buy my book. It's on Amazon right now, self-published, because I'll really work with publishers because I'm on a grind, okay? Did they tell me no? Sure. But they also missed out on opportunity to grind with me all the way up. So give us your summertime, wintertime thoughts, all right? Put your grinds on social where we can see them. Comment on any hold-up content that you see on the Daily Show pages. They're going to be on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We're grinding all day. It's on every platform, okay? If we're not on that platform, that means that platform really isn't popping like that.
And if you could find it in your heart to send Josh a message to let him know that he's a fucking miscreant.
At least I'm not a miscreant, okay?
Listen, buy Josh Johnson's book, Grind Till You Die. I wrote the foreword for it because he wouldn't stop calling me. And let's just—it's illegal in 15 states. So just because he
those
does
15
believe,
states aren't motivated, okay?
And he also believes in child labor, so which I don't wholly disagree with.
Look, let the kids grind.
Hey, man,
okay?
Not every kid's going to college, bro.
Let the kids work.
Not every kid's going to college. Do they need to be in a factory at the age of 9? No. But put some hot. But hey, man. Put some step ladders near these coffee making machines at a Starbucks and get these kids on. I'm so not 100% serious. I'm just saying. I've been working since I was 9 years old, and look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Look at this grind I'm doing. Okay.
Yeah.
My mama hasn't worked since 2018 because I've been working.
Let me tell you. Yeah. See. Get
since
it.
The
all right.
Clinton administration. Okay, baby.
Because I've been grinding. All right. I've been grinding since I was 4 years old. And what do I have to show for it? Only two loans. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to Hold Up. Josh Johnson doesn't really have a book. Please don't go looking for it on Amazon.
You will end up buying someone else's book.
And
I'm
someone
sure
else
that
is,
title exists.
Yes. Grind Till You Die. I promise you can find it. So listen to Hold Up. Go see me and Josh Johnson in the places that we're going to be. Follow us on social medias. I guess we have to tell you it's Dulce Sloan at Dulce Sloan on all of the social platforms, including Tumblr, if that's even still around. Do you have a GeoCities website? If you do, keep it. It's probably going to be the last part of the internet when all this falls apart.
Yeah.
Josh Jedediah Johnson.
You can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and at Josh Johnson on Twitter.
We love you. The Lord loves you. And call your mama.
This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men. And it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.